You all know that the weeks of Sfiras HaEmer, 7 weeks till Shavuos, is the time that the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were Nifter. And Moshe bring down that the reason why the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva were Nifter Dafka in these weeks is because, like Chazal say, that there was some sort of pgam in the Midas of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva ben Amar Chaveroi on their level, which we don't understand, but whatever the pgam was, and the reason why they were Nifter Dafka in these days, because these are the days of Hachana for Kabbalah Sotera. And the Hachana for Kabbalah Sotera is that a person fixes up his midas, and a person is misakin himself. And that's why the Talmidim of Yekiva, who had some sort of gam on their level in midas, Midal Machaveroi, is that we nifted the doctor in these days. That's what's brought down in all the Kadmoinim. It's interesting that by the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva it says that after they were nifter, it says Nishtak Chatoyim Yisrael. Kemat was Nishtak Chatoyim Yisrael until Rabbi Akiva had 5 Talmidim. The pshat is that Mestama, it doesn't say that all of Klal Yisrael was wiped out. Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died. There were other people, Mestama, who also learned. Of the Vice Toy Stator, that the Tzura of the Hashpa of Torah in Klal Yisrael comes through a certain pipeline. And the pipeline of that door was Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim. And when the Talmidim didn't have the Hakdama to Torah, they were missing the Kli for Torah, is in a school of the Kuwait, is Nishtakha Torah Yisrael. Not because of a lack of people, because of lack of the appropriate Kalim for it. It means some of the people who sat and learned of the word of Torah and Yisrael, that there was somewhere for the Bichalon, there wasn't where for the Torah to Bichalon because there was a Pagam in the Midas. The Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, Perek Gimel, the second to the last Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Eimim, Ein Torah, Ein Derech Eretz. Ein Derech Eretz, Ein Torah. So Ben Yehuda says, Im Ein Derech Eretz, Ein Torah, the person first has to fix up his midas. And then the Torah will come on you. Before a person is nishma, a person has to be nasa. A person has to fix himself up. A person has to do. The Torah can't be sheichen in a goof that has bad midas. So if a person wonders sometimes why he's learning and learning and learning, and if the Torah is not becoming part of him, he still feels strange to it. Is the pshat is Rabbeinu Yehuda, Rishon, saying the pshat. Because the Torah is not sheichenes begoof. It means a person could learn. But the ruchnius of Torah, the sheichenes, the musik that the Torah becomes part of you and dwells in you, that a person's koina, that part of Torah, a person's not going to have if he doesn't fix his midas. That's what Benny Yain is saying. There won't be. But it's not only mitzad the ruchni is part of Torah. It's not only mitzad the chelik of Torah becoming part of you. There's also a much more practical. There's a much more practical part of it. Chazon Ish speaks about it in a lot of his form and a lot of his letters. I want to read you one piece from the Chazon Ish in Sefer Emunah Bitochen in Perek Aleph Ois Yud Beis. And there's a tifer and a kuda besides the ruchnizdik issue. Ha'adam ha'nimshol ayaper. A person is like a wild donkey, chamor. Listen to the lashon of the Chazon Ish in Ois Yud Beis. Asher osur bezike hataiva. he's tied down with the chains of taiva, ki yom hivolda, like the day he was born. Right? A baby on the day he's born is about taiva. He wants to eat, drink, and sleep. And a person in his natural state stays like that. Roduf mamtakim, chasing sweet things. Roev tanugim, he's hungry for pleasure. Rags and tamidi, he's constantly angry. Moe gaiva, full of gaiva. Gamim chunan, bekishran hachochma, betchunas neshmalsai. Even if you have tchunas of wisdom, you have kishran, you have intellect. Umona achas alpayim, hucham lefonav al shulchan atfuna. Because Baruch Hu prepared for you on the shulchan of understanding, on the shulchan of intellect, and Baruch Hu gave you a double portion. Lo timtza yodai lasis chel balimudim. He will not succeed in his learning. Ki midais megunais, because bad midais are la slave, block the heart. Vo'aitem hamayach, and they stuff up the brain. Soigreis dalse hachochma, they shut the doors of wisdom. V'noya lo shari bina. Why? Ki besoid hachochma nimin dakin. Chochma is a very edela thing. Very edela, fiber optics. Very edela threads. Shrivim adinim, very edela muscle. Lo yirum ein basar. A fleshiga eye. A gashmistic eye can't even see them. Rak ein adina, only a very microscopic edela eye im shalev odin, with a very edela sensitive heart. It means like this. A guy who is a plumber who walks around with this huge monkey wrench the whole day, he can open up a car with it. Right? But he can't pick up a diamond with it. What's the shot? It's an Eid al-Azach. He won't even see it. He has his big boots, big wrench. He'll step on the diamond. He won't even see it. To pick it up, he can't pick it up. He has a Megushim Dikatul. Chachma is an Eid al-Azach. It's an Eid al-Azach. It's like a fiber optic wire. It's a clean Azach. Very powerful. Can carry 400 long distance phone calls at one time. And faxes and emails all at one time. You follow together. A tiny little thing, it's like a hair. You can't see it, Bachal. A guy who doesn't know what it is, a guy who's not trained to see it. So he's able to see pastrami sandwiches, he can see. A nice car, he can see. A shayna tie, he sees in front of him. Fiber optics, he doesn't see it. The claim is like, hey, there's a garnish. He says, where's the beef? The guy says, he wants the gashmias. He doesn't have musog giving these. Edel Lazach and high tech things. That doesn't interest me. Pass the chalt. Right? Says the Chazanish that Torah is an Edel Lazach. And somebody who trains his eyes and his senses and his midis and his tchunas hanefesh from a gushim de kazach, he only picks up sewage pipes with it or big things. Isn't the big things? Is you can't even touch Chochmah. Chacham is a precious, edel, little thing. Says the Chazanish, lo yirum ein basar, with a fleshiga eye, you can't see the Chacham, you don't even see it, you don't see the beauty, you don't see the edelkeit. Right? In order for a guy to appreciate, you show a guy a diamond, and it's cut this way, and it's cut that way, you have to be a mumchim in it. You have to be able to appreciate it. Right? A guy who's a mumchim pizza can't appreciate a diamond. They all look the same, a piece of glass, it looks nice, shener, not shener. Say it, what's the difference? What's Achna Tumul about it? Because he's not trained in it, he doesn't appreciate it. Is a pshat is somebody who has an ein basar, he can't appreciate Chochmah B'chal. Right? Sometimes, I have in Baruch Hu, you can say a whole shir, a kasha from Rabbi Giveger, and three terutzim, and a machlekes Reb Chaim, Reb Shlomo Hyman. And then the Baruch says, what's the Nafka mean there? What's the difference? Abaye said, the Rebbe said, Emunas Chachamim, what's the difference? What's Machsas Ab Tumul about? Rabbi Giveger is talking in Godel, and you're mutchering to answer it. Because the word is, you don't have an appreciation for Chochmah B'chal. In other things, the guy's a mumcha, right? In other areas, it makes a nafkamina, right? Which ketchup you buying? I always say over there, I was once in a supermarket a couple of years ago. There was a young couple there, Shana Rishaina, so they went shopping together. The shvigel was along also. It was a whole shopping expedition. And he was, she was... They got into a whole discussion about which ketchup to buy. There was Hunt's, right? There's a company like that. Never had it. It's good. There's Hunt's. It's kosher. Oh, you? And we didn't have it. Probably not. Yeah. And there's Heinz, and then there was Israeli brands also. There was another couple of other, whatever. And he said to his wife, I was in Lakewood. I'm a mumkin in ketchup. Yeah, whole story. Is the pshat is? And the word is a mumkin. Sometimes you're over here, Bokhav, talking. I'm a mumkin in this, right? The guy's talking about mumkin in ketchup, by the way. There's what to be a mumkin in ketchup. I'm not denying it. Vice place there is. I myself am not, unfortunately, but vice place is a zazach. The pshat is, if that's your, if a guy's a mumkin in ketchup, right? And everybody, we all have our specialties, right? We're all mumkin in certain areas. Some guys are fleishik, sometimes parf, sometimes are milchik. But everyone has their specialties. Some guys there's a guy who's a mumkin in suits. He's a maven. Right, you go to him to consult with him what to do. The pshat is, a guy who's a mumkin in these things is what the Chazon Ish calls eng bosser. He has fleishik guys. You can't pick up that there's an evil kind of chachma between two svaros of Rabbi Kiveg. You can't appreciate it. You can't see it. It's not that you can't appreciate it. You don't even see it that there's two things and everything looks all the same. Everything looks all the same because what you're not a mumchin, what you don't have a tamin, you don't appreciate. So the nekuda of fixing up the midas, if a person doesn't fix up his midas, there is a leiv gas, he has an ein basa. It's not just what Rabbeinu Yehuda says, that the Torah is not going to be shechenes. Torah being shechenes, you means that the shechina and the connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that comes with the Torah doesn't come on a person who doesn't fix his midas, because the HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come with his midas, with his bare midas. That's one level, but there's a much deeper nekuda. The chokhmah of Torah, the wisdom of Torah, the kinyan of the chokhmah of Torah, you don't have shaykhes b'chal to it. Calls man a person doesn't fix his midas. Calls man a person is living mole gaiva roiv tanugim rags and tamidi. He could be a big balkishman, says the what he called. A guy who's a plumber could be a reasonable balkishman. But he doesn't have the kalim to pick the thing up with. He can't pick up a diamond. He can't fix a fiber optic cable that broke and they're trying to transform it. But he has this huge wrench and they're trying to pick up the fiber optic to fix the phone lines. He can't. He doesn't have the kalim to pick it up. So a person trying to pick up the edel svar, trying to pick up the edel azach of chokhmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is a very delicate, precious thing which can hardly be seen because it borders on the borderline between ruchnius and gashmius, and you're trying to pick it up with our grubber fleshy hands which are dripping grease. It's not possible. So a person can go through years and years and years of learning. A person can go through an entire lifetime and not be able to touch the chokhmah of Torah. And I've been able to have a shaykhus to the chokhmah of Torah, to the pnimius of Torah, to the gishmak of Torah, to the havana of Torah. And that's the oimik of what it means, that imein derech eretz ein Torah. It's not just a ruchni znik a chalois on you, which is the aleph beis. We're coming now to Shavuos, and shteitin chazal that it's b'yom chasu nosoi, that it's the marriage HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rechaim HaKadosh says in this week's parasha, that what's bavus, that the union of counting 7 days is like a nida counts 7 days before she's mutter to her husband. Is Klal Yisrael counts 7 days of tahara before they get married? Kivayochol takodesh brochu. Is that dargo of being nizdavik takodesh brochu? The Orachaim says of connecting yourself takodesh brochu. That's avad. It's like when shtal zechvor, a guy gets married. He didn't go to chosan classes. He didn't go to anything about shalom bayis, and he gets married. Tells the thing. He comes into the marriage and the kala says to the chassan, we're the kala over here, by the way, and the kala says to the chassan, well, it's all about me. Right? Everything's about me, you have to take care of me, I have my way. That's midas. What's midas? Midas royas means that it's all about me. My need, my gaiva, benom lechaveru is because I'm the ikur, taiva is because I'm the ikur. No, what type of marriage is that? That's they'll go for counseling for the rest of their life. All the chassan money will go for that. Is the pshat is, that's the pshat, kipshutai. A person goes ahead and gets married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's an izdavik, and there's a 7 days of tahara, a person preparing himself. But if a person doesn't pick the midas, there's no marriage b'chal. What do you mean you get married to Kosh Bofu? You're only there for yourself. That's one daga. That's the daga of Shechenes Beguf. But in the Pnimius, if there's no Derech Eretz, there's no Tikkun Amidah, there's no Kinyan Atayra. As I always say, we're not talking extremism. A person can't fix up all his Midas all at one time. Hagam that during these weeks, every day, for those of you who say the Yivotzin, the Haimish Eden here, is there's an Indian every day a person fixes up a Midah. Vice versa, during these 7 weeks, there is an opportunity to do a big Tikkun on what he called. But a person should know that every midah that a person breaks, even a little bit, a person has a midah raw, whether it's taiva, whether it's kinah, whether it's benon lachaveroi, whether it's atzlos, every midah that a person breaks, even a little bit, is in that amount he becomes a little bit less fleshic, a little bit less of ein basar. He's able to see more chachmah. He's able to appreciate more edel things. He's not so prost. He's able to touch things which are odin, which are edel. And as much as a person will fix himself up, that's as much as a shayach to chokhmah sateri is going to get, that's as much appreciation he's going to get. I always say over every year that if Shavuos is the Yom Chas Unosa, Yom Simchas Libor, when Klai Yisrael is this David with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so everybody knows that when you get married, so there's a period of preparation beforehand. You never found yet a chosen that on the morning of his chasen, I went to look for a suit, or to go buy himself a pair of shoes, or to buy his chasen tie, whatever that is, or to go buy himself a hat, or to go get himself a hall, or to go find out where the Shemir Brachas is. The pshat is been great tzachtzu. Otherwise, the guy comes to the wedding and he walks down to the chuppah with his sneakers, because he couldn't find a pair of shoes, and he put on a piece of shirt, he didn't iron, he's a yeshivish guy, he doesn't need to give it to the laundry, he puts on a shirt, he found that he borrowed a tie from his friend, and he put on some sort of hat there, and he gets in the chasana, right? What type of tzur does it have? Is that everyone understands? Is when a person is getting married to Kodesh Baruch Hu, a person is going into a shutfus, a zivug with a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the more a person gets ready, the more achon a person makes, the more a person is going to get out of it, like everything else. Is the opportunity in the weeks that are, the short weeks which are left now, till Pesach, till Shavuos, excuse me, no Ben Azmanim coming up. Yeah, I don't be mistaken. So the short time that's left till Shavuos now, these are times which are mesugul that a person can be mesakin both in the kudus of the midas, both to make himself royu to bring the Shekhinah into his life, which is Torah, and both to make himself royu that he should have the kalim to be able to appreciate the chokhmas of Torah. And as much as a person, Levi Yedeya Moras Nafsha, everybody knows what they need to work on. Everybody knows where their midas are bid. Everybody knows where they need to break the midas a little bit to break the teva. And as much as a person breaks himself, as much as that, he'll be kinda a kinyan netzach in chokhmas HaTorah.